Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Michael Gromüller, and you're listening to Sorry Partner Speedball.
German champion Michael Gromüller is a key figure in the German bridge community, having fostered generations of juniors at his well-known bridge retreats at Kassel Rhinek. He placed second in the 2014 European Champions Cup, fifth in the 2016 European Teams Championships, third in the 2016 Champions Cup, third in the mixed teams at the 2022 World Bridge Championships, and fifth in the mixed teams at the 2023 World Team Championships.
Today, we are dropping in on Michael for a bonus episode of Sorry Partner Speedball.
Let's go.
Clean car or messy car?
That's for sure a clean car, because I'm a little bit older now.
Teams or pairs?
I think the other would be both. Because I won a lot of titles with teams and a lot of titles with pairs. And I play more teams, of course.
Tea or coffee?
That's for sure coffee.
Cats or dogs?
Never had one, but if, then a dog.
What sort of dog?
Probably not too big and, of course, not too small. So a middle one, I would say.
Going out to the movies or watching at home?
Watching at home. It's because I have a very big TV in the moment. So it's nice to sit there. And some years before, of course, you go to the cinema, but the time's a little bit over for that.
Milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
That is milk.
Summer or winter?
Yeah, more winter, because summer is in the moment. If you come from Australia, you know what it is. And even here, we have 40 degrees sometimes the last years, and I don't like to have minus 10, but more than plus 40.
I completely understand.
North-south or east-west?
More east-west, because you don't have to put the bridge mate on the time. But that's the only reason.
Morning or evening?
Definitely evening. If yes, as a championship, only in the evening. It's tough for the opponents. When the championship is in the morning, it's tough for me.
Cake or pie?
More cake.
Do you have a favorite cake?
No. I like a lot of cakes, and I don't have a favorite one, no.
Driving or flying?
I would prefer to fly, but depends on how far it is, of course.
Drinks or snacks?
Yeah, snacks. I'm not a fan of drinks, and I don't drink too much alcohol. I only drink beer, and you see, I'm coming from Bavaria, and in Bavaria, if you drink beer, It's it's a normal thing. It's not an alcohol. It's like potatoes.
Is there a particular kind of beer that you like?
More the blonde one, and then especially from where I come from, Bavaria, they have a lot of different beers, and I don't like Weizen. I don't know if you know that. It's a typical, probably German beer, and a lot of people like it, but that one I don't like.
What would you order if you could order any kind of?
Normally, what I have, it should not be too dark. I don't like Guinness or something, but the rest I don't care so much. You know, I'm living in the near of Cologne, and they have the famous beer Kölsch, and we have another town. It's called Düsseldorf. It's 20 kilometers away, and they have the old beer, and they fight. The Cologne people would never drink the old one, and the Düsseldorf will never drink a Kölsch. And I'm living near to Cologne, so more Kölsch.
Cooking or gardening?
Both. I like to do some gardening, and I like to do some cooking. So I cannot say that I prefer. I do more cooking.
Is there something you particularly like to make?
No, but my wife and me, we made 2 years ago, we made our own cookbook. We presented about 120 meals, and we showed pictures with us cooking it, and we gave that not to sell, we gave it just to friends. And till now, a lot of people liked it, and because it's our favorites, it's about everything. It's about soups and dessert, and we have a lot of things, and that was a nice thing to do, because now we have only one cookbook on net. 10 or 20, though it helps a lot.
Do you have a nickname?
Yes, my nickname is Gro, G-R-O, for my second name. And my father is also a bridge player, unfortunately passed away 2 years ago, and he was Gro. And then I started play bridge, and then he becomes Gro, the old one, and I'm becoming Gro. And now a lot of people know me with Gro. And I'm sure a lot of people who know me don't know that my name is Michael, I'm sure. Because we have some bridge things where everybody knows the nickname. And sometimes they ask, hey, what is the real name of this guy? I have no idea. So it's very funny.
Do you have a favorite non-bridge pastime?
Yeah, when I do some sports, I like to play volleyball since 40, 50 years at least. And then the other thing is I spend a lot of time reading articles about what happens in the world. That takes me 2-3 hours every day. That's my favorite thing.
Got it.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I don't think so, no. Sometimes you wonder if you see somebody, what? He is here? Is it possible? But of course, it is like it is. But a real ghost, I don't remember.
Do you have a hidden talent?
Oh, hidden? I don't know. And I think I'm quite good in organizing bridge events. I do that the last 40 years. I made a camp for young people, which is on a Carson. It's every year 10 days. Now we are all getting older. It's not for young people. It's for people between, let's say, 20 and 60. And this camp exists since 35 years, every year. And then I did my own tournament, like a Cavendish. You know Cavendish, probably, where you can buy a beer and so on. I did that 7 times. And I did a lot of tournaments for the people just to have fun and so on. And then that's probably my hidden or maybe open talent, I don't know. And then when I look for bridge, I think sometimes I can make impossible contracts, just because of reading the opponents or gives opponents a fail or something where they trap. And that happens sometimes, of course, not every time. But I think I'm good in that people make mistakes. I don't know how to tell it better.
You have a bit of a feel at the table and can lure people into certain traps.
I think that's what I can do good, yeah.
You know, you said about the bridge camps. Marie Egerling said she went to a camp at a castle. Was that it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Marie is in that camp. She is now, I think she's 33. And she was first time there when she was 12. There she comes as a very small girl. And she was at that time, she was a bit crazy. Because you are young. And now she's president of the German Bridge Federation, of course. She loves that castle because of her husband. She learned him there.
Oh, they met at the castle.
Yeah.
What is the name of the castle?
It's called Castle Rieneck. It's a small castle in the near of Würzburg. We have a club. The club is called Club Burg Castle Rieneck. And this club won the German Cup. And it was a great success for the club. And it's just amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Do you prefer to drive or sit in the passenger seat?
Normally to drive. I don't trust not so many people. But I have also more problem to sit behind. But normally I'm the driver.
What is your favorite film?
There's a film from the 1990 that's called File of Facts. It's with James Belushi, a very old film. And I was laughing 90 minutes. He's so funny, and it's a very old film, but for me, it's a great film.
What famous bridge person would you most like to have dinner with?
I think it would be Bill Gates. I really like Tzia Mahmood, but I already was to dinner with him. So the next person would be Bill Gates, because I think that's a well-known man, and I would like to know how he thinks. I saw him in the bridge tournament, but just from very far. And, oh, that is Bill Gates, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But to have some conversation with him for 1 hour would be a nice thing, I think.
Interesting man.
Yeah.
Do you have a bridge motto?
I personally don't have a bridge motto, but our cup team has a little bit, well, how should I say, it's a crazy, crazy motto. And even when we start a match and then we push us and we say, underestimate them.
Underestimate them.
Yeah, it's a bit funny, I know. But that is what we say to each other when we start the match. Come on, man, go underestimate them and beat them. And then, yeah, that's our, if you ask about a motto, that's our motto.
How do you say it in German?
Unterschätzt sie. It's a bit funny, or maybe a little bit arrogant also, but it's just our, that's our motto. It's since 20 years we say that. I don't know why, but it helps.
What's the best bridge book you've ever read?
Actually, I don't read too many till now. And I can remember one that's called The Finer Arts of Bridge. That is a book from the 70s from Victor Molo. And it has something to do with psychology at bridge. And I think I have 300 books here, but all of them I inherited from some people. It was funny because you asked Michael Klukowski the same question. And he said, oh, actually, I don't read so many. Just with Christoph Martens, I remember he said. And that books, two or three of them I also read. It's a very, very nice books because it's not books for beginners. It's real books for good players, even for world-class players, because even they can learn a bit about his books, I think.
If someone had something stuck between their teeth, would you tell them?
I think, yeah, I would do. Maybe it depends a bit who it is. If I don't like the person, I'm not sure. If I like the person, I will do it for sure. And I do that always in a lot of other situations where nobody says something because all are afraid about saying something. Then a lot of time I'm the one who says something. And of course, it's not always good or nice, but somebody has to do the job. And I don't like to do the job, but I'm often the man who does it.
Now, thank you in the end.
Would you tell them verbally or would you just point at their teeth?
I would tell them.
Direct.
Yeah, I think so. Because you have no chance. When you have no mirror, you don't see it. it happens, and it happens can every week. I also like to have, when I have something that somebody tells me, because one time it happens, we have something here in your face, and nobody tells you, yeah, how should you know? And it's a normal thing, and it's nothing bad to say.
Exactly.
And that's Sorry Partners Speedball. Many thanks to Michael Gromula.
Thank you also to the Sorry Partner posse of listener supporters who help keep us on the air, so to speak.
We hope you enjoyed this special bonus episode.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.